This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, are the countries with sanctions placed against them by the West finding ways to deal with those sanctions?
Absolutely. You see the economies of countries such as Iran, North Korea, and Russia have continued. But one of the things that some of them are done or doing are trying to look away at ways to get around the U.S. dollar. For example, Reuters reported the following on July 30th, 2024. Russia to allow crypto payments in international trade to counter sanctions. Russian lawmakers passed a bill on Tuesday to allow businesses to use cryptocurrencies in international trade as part of efforts to skirt Western sanctions imposed on Russia after its invasion for special military operation into Ukraine. The law is expected to go into force in September. And the Central Bank of Russia's president, governor, he's in favor of this. And one of the reasons is apparently Russia's faced significant delays in international payments from major trading partners they have, such as China, India, and United Arab Emirates, after banks in those countries, being under pressure from Western regulators, become more cautious. And so these are nations that they actually are part of the BRICS alliance with Russia, and they are feeling pressure from the international community. So in order to do this, the decision, it was reported by Forbes, or Bitcoin Magazine actually in this case, said this decision by Russian lawmakers aims to mitigate economic challenges posed by sanctions and to ensure smoother international trade operations.
Will the countries Russia is dealing with accept payment in Bitcoin?
Probably. You know, there have been a whole bunch of proposals that the BRICS nations, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, but other nations such as Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates entered, became part of the alliance recently, they've been looking about having their own currency. And maybe they'll do that, maybe they won't. But Bitcoin is something many are already willing to deal with and already been dealing with. Now, this helps Russia in a whole lot of ways. For example, it's accumulated more Indian rupees that it really has reason to spend. Secondly, it helps bypass the U.S. dollar and U.S. banking system for Russia, as well as the trading partners will have to deal with it. And third, it also gives Russia more flexibility when it comes to buying from nations that are not part of BRICS alliance, because a lot of people, places take Bitcoin. Plus, Russia realizes that anything it can do to bypass the U.S. dollar hurts the USA. Why would Russia want to hurt the USA? Well, the USA is doing all this to hurt Russia. Yeah. And Russia feels, you know, it's there in their mind. Anyway, I've long warned about unintended consequences of U.S. sanctions policies against Russia. And one of them has been to get more and more countries wanting to bypass the U.S. dollar. And we've seen this happening.
Well, could there also then be unintended consequences in dealing with Bitcoin?
Yes. You know, some think that cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are as good as gold and silver. But back in November 2022, Zero Hedge posted the following. The Bitcoin is as good as gold myth is over. It says, when you invest in gold or buy silver coins, you're choosing to invest in an asset that has no counterparty risk. Yet those who've been holding Bitcoins on crypto exchange FTX haven't had that same type of reassurance. Which is a year prior, people were saying crypto was the new gold and had the same safe attributes as gold, but that's simply not the case. It's true that cryptocurrency is something governments didn't control then, but it has what's called counterparty risk when you have to use crypto exchanges. And for example, FTX filed for bankruptcy November 5th, 2022. And so this caused all kinds of problems that people didn't think would happen. Now, some wonder if it's simply bad timing or an omen of a system building in even more risk. This article concludes, investing in physical gold and silver are still the tried and true alternative.
What makes gold and silver the tried and true alternative?
Well, they've been used for thousands of years. Gold's even mentioned in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And the other reality about crypto is a difference when it comes to what's called physics, or reality here. Gold cannot be destroyed. Let me read from this article. It says, everything else can. Computers, exchanges, mining pools, wallets, power grids, internet, name it, nations, you name it. You can blow up planet Earth, but there'd still be gold atoms there. Unlike anything you can invest or store money in, gold doesn't rely on any external force to be true over time. It's got an atomic number of 79 on the periodic table. It's chemically inert. It doesn't interact with oxygen. So in other words, it doesn't rust. It doesn't corrode like a lot of other things do. And the only way you could destroy it would basically do nuclear fusion to it, okay? And so that way, certainly, they're different than a cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies, of course, like Bitcoin, they haven't been backed by anything other than the desire of many people to use it in trade or speculate with it. And actually, part of the value for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is because a lot of people don't trust government finances. In this case, Russia is going that way as North Korea and some others to Bitcoin because they don't have to deal with the U.S. financial system. But it's not really backed by anything. Now, of course, in the old days, currencies like the United States dollar were once backed by gold. But now it and pretty much all the other currencies in the world are backed by basically nothing. So that way, they're not much different than cryptocurrencies. But I've been saying for a long time that I didn't buy into the myth that Bitcoin was as good as gold, and I've long warned about it.
So then is there no place for Bitcoin in the economy?
Oh, there's certainly places for Bitcoin in the economy for lots of reasons, but let's specifically talk about nations like Russia, Iran, and North Korea. They've got different needs. They need to bypass the U.S.-dominated financial system, and this gives them a way to do it. There's other places for it as well. It has remained my view that once governments get involved enough with their own digital currencies, steps to eliminate Bitcoin are going to take place. Now, as far as governments being involved, I want to read something here from an article from Bloomberg. It said, Trump likes the idea of a federal Bitcoin reserve. Don't laugh. The idea of government funds invested in cryptocurrency might sound foolish, but there's reasons for the U.S. Treasury to consider adding Bitcoin to its portfolio. Since most generally, central banks often hold gold, so Bitcoin is suggesting, well, maybe it's also okay to hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. And then Forbes went out and said that there's a bill to make it's a Bitcoin bill. And after Trump promised to create a strategic national Bitcoin reserve, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, a Republican from Wyoming, introduced a bill to direct U.S. Treasury to produce 1 million Bitcoins worth about $70 billion. While somebody called MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor upped his huge Bitcoin predictions.
So there are two wealthy owners of Bitcoin and a politician from Wyoming luring the nation to buy Bitcoin. That's three red flags. What does Mr. Trump have to say?
Quote, if I'm elected, it will be the policy of my administration, United States of America, to keep 100% of all the U.S. The Bitcoin U.S. government currently holds or acquires in the future. We'll keep 100%. This will serve in effect as the core of the strategic national Bitcoin stockpile, end quote.
And what does the Bible have to say?
Well, the Bible teaches that the coming beast power, we're going to control buying and selling. And, you know, that's not like Bitcoin is supposed to be, there's no control. So I don't see the Bible making provision for something like Bitcoin being able to operate like it is. Now, even Donald Trump, by the way, said he was going to do some kind of regulations. Now, but he's not the only one who's looked at, you know, how to get a hold of Bitcoin or do something with it. a couple of years ago, the European Union stated it was going to be the sheriff of Bitcoin. And they're going to control it to be the new sheriff of the town to deal with the Wild West of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And so they're going to finally try to control it. Now, this differs from gold, which is mentioned in the Bible. You know, a free trading currency like Bitcoin isn't what 666 is all about. Mm-hmm. But gold is mentioned in Scripture. It's actually mentioned 453 times in the New King James Protestant translation of the Bible, 464 times in the Roman Catholic Douay Rheims Bible. So whether you're Catholic, Protestant, or Church of God, you know that the Bible talks about gold. Furthermore, the New Testament shows that gold is prophesied to have worth into the time of the Great Tribulation in Revelation 18. But also says, by the way, that won't be permanent.
So even into the Great Tribulation, gold will ultimately fail. What about Bitcoin?
As far as Bitcoin goes, unless it's adopted and controlled by the beast, it will become worthless.
All right. So unless I am willing to be controlled by the beast, Bitcoin will also become worthless. What about the almighty U.S. dollar?
Well, the time is going to come when the U.S. dollar is worthless, too. Now, let's get back to this Bitcoin U.S. government proposal. I want to go with a few details.
Right.
Because I read more about this. So basically, here's the proposal. The United States has a certain amount of gold reserve, which everybody knows how much it is. It's an official accounting of it. But it's valued at a lower rate than what gold is currently worth. Gold is north of $2,000 an ounce right now. And they say, hey, what we can do is we'll revalue gold to what it's currently worth. And then that great increase, that money, we can use that money to go out and buy Bitcoin. So that way we don't increase the debt of the United States government. And we could just own this. You're looking puzzled, and you should, because this whole idea is idiotic. The United States government doesn't have enough gold when you revalue it to pay for its debt as it is. Okay, so this is really another way to get more debt. At over $35 trillion now, the United States government has more debt than any nation in the history of humanity ever has. And the Bible, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, talks about something that's going to happen at the appointed time of the end. It says, woe to you who loads up pledges to yourself. Will your creditors not rise up against you suddenly? There's a warning against the highly indebted in the end time. And the most indebted nation of all time is the United States of America. Its dollar will become worthless, and it's because loading up pledges. In addition to that, people say, well, it couldn't happen to the United States because it's the most powerful military on the earth. Well, Daniel chapter 11 talks about the rise of a king of the north beast power. He's going to value gold. And according to verse 39, he's going to destroy the nation with the strongest military, which would be the United States. And then a few verses later, talks about him destroying others and ending up with the gold, silver, and precious things of Egypt. So it's showing after the Bible is showing after the destruction of the United States that gold will have value for some time. But anyone who places their confidence in the United States government or gold, U.S. dollar, currencies, cryptocurrencies, or whatever, can find it will not save anyone.
Okay, so there's no gold, no Bitcoin, no U.S. dollar. Are you trying to tell me that there is nothing that can save me?
Well, true repentance and turning to Jesus in the Bible certainly can.
Okay.
Don't place your confidence in Bitcoin, U.S. dollar, or gold. But as Jesus said, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.